With us this morning is Linda and Nate Mahler. They've designed a website here for Smethport through the borough. Could you tell us a little bit more, Linda and Nate, about the website and where to go to? The
website address is www.smethportpa.org, and this is a magazine-style website. The borough owns the website, but we have community participation in collecting the content and the photos and the video casts, the podcasts. We have an email sign-up list that you can subscribe to and get some news before it's actually posted on the website. And we have a number of other things that might be of interest to borough residents. For example, we have a borough link that provides all the ordinances and all the forms that a contractor might need for renovating a building or even putting up a new structure. Eventually, the borough is going to have the ability to pay online for the fees that go with some of these forms. And we also have a very generous advertising policy. Anyone in Smethport who owns a business can advertise free of charge on the website, and we're very generous in the space that we give each of the businesses. And those are on the left and the right margins of every page of the website.
Hi, this is Linda. We have, if you check out the website, there are a lot of great features. There's a lot of detail with all the different organizations we have in town, the Shade Tree Committee, the Artisans Guild, and the Heritage Committee. And you can go on there, find out what each of these committees is doing, when they're meeting, and hopefully you'll be able to use this website to connect with other residents in Smethport. And one of the neat features of the website, which we hope to have completed by the end of summer, is going to be a forum for all residents of Smethport. And it's going to be called the Smethport Speakeasy. And what you'll be able to do as a resident is go on there. You'll be able to post ads if you're selling furniture, or if you want to hire someone to mow your lawn, or if you want to share recipes with your neighbors, or if you just want to talk about what's going on in town. It's going to be an open forum. Everyone in Smethport will be able to post things. You'll be able to post pictures, videos, just anything you want. And it's a great way for all of us to be able to communicate on the internet and find out what's going on in town.
Okay, I understand there's a calendar on there too. What is in the calendar, Linda?
Well, right now we have pretty much every event that we learn of posted on the calendar. We have all the meetings, the town meetings, committee meetings, events like the bicycle race coming up. And if you click on one of the events, you'll get more information about it, what time they start, if there's a fee to attend an event, just about anything. So we're also hoping that people in town, if they know of something that's not on our calendar, will send us a note, and we'll post it right away. And that's another thing we want everyone to do is we have an email list we are starting, and as soon as we get enough addresses, we'll be sending out emails regularly, letting people know what's going on in town, what's going on with the website. Again, we want to make this website very interactive, very aggressively getting the neighbors to talk to each other and just keep in contact with each other through the internet.
Thank you very much. Is there anything more, Nate, that you have to say about the website?
Well, the website is another borough utility in a similar way that the borough provides a sewer system for the town and electrical energy and water. Now they are in the communications business, and they're doing that through this new media we call smethportpa.org. And it's a very interactive website, as we've said, but it's also going to provide a means in the future to enhance communication throughout the borough, and it'll be endowed with electronic commerce capabilities in the future, enabling you to even pay your utility bill online in addition to any other form of fees that need to be paid by various contractors doing business with the borough.
I thank you, Linda and Nate. They have designed this website themselves, and they did one terrific job at it, and we will have them back later with more information on the website. Again, thank yous.
Thank you, Ross.